This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
High drive to left and out of here. And that's how this game gets started.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that was an interesting follow-up to the quotes and controversy. Gone.
Yeah, that's the best way to go about it. And, you know, you get into a little bit of a sticky spot, and shows like ours weigh in on what he should or should not have said, and he walks it back pregame at the suggestion, I would imagine, of people in public relations saying, hey, yeah, that wasn't great. Let's go ahead and, walk it back a little bit. And then he goes up and gets a bat, and on the fourth pitch, gone.
Gone.
So, yeah. Hey, fans, anybody still mad at me? I mean, Zordon, you still mad at me, Mr. Video Maker?
Sounded pretty mad. It was a lot of potty mouth. There was a lot of potty mouth in there.
Yeah, and he works 12 hours a day.
That was more beeps than a John Feliciano interview.
That's not bad. That's a solid three.
Thank you.
Three for the number of beeps he almost got to. So, Zordon, we played the rant. Zordon Morty, ZMorty94, if you want to follow him, he could use you. He's only got 143. But he works for one of the oil change places, and as he mentioned, he works 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
So you get off work, and you want to just enjoy your team, and yesterday I think he did, because I'm looking at his Twitter, and Elliot wants to play now, all caps. Ah, yeah. Giants win, baby. And that was 5 hours after the blank you, you're done as a Giant. I'm good if you're not on the team. You're a below-average defender with a bad bat and a bad attitude. Blank off. Not sincerely us. Giants fans.
Huh.
5 hours later. Aw, yeah. So, fan is short for fanatic. Shout out Guru.
But that's what I'm getting at.
That's totally what you're getting at.
This is what I'm getting at. And so
he's about to get a follow for me. We're going to get him up to 144.
Okay, that's exciting.
Boom.
I would imagine. Refresh your page, because you saying it on the radio has got to get him a few more.
ZMorty94. I gave him a follow.
And?
He's still at 144.
Okay. Well, there's a delay. Anyway, check it again for me in 10 minutes. Go, Zordon, go. Go, Zordon,
go. Let's get Z-Mort to 200 by the end of the show, darn it.
I can get to him by 245 if we wanted to. But I don't fully think this is real. I don't think you hate Bob Melvin. I don't think you hate Bob Melvin. And I can't speak to all of you at once. There's a bunch of varying opinions. And I don't 100% think Bob is safe. I don't think that. I don't think Bob has been awesome this year. I don't think that. But I also don't think that most Giants fans are in the streets with pitchforks. I don't feel that way. I think that there's two things. One, that's the internet. And imagine, like, you brought up a bunch of platforms and you're on Reddit. Like, imagine, this is, it's very much like the comp you and I have made to Yelp. Nobody goes to Yelp after you had a good date. That's not when you go to Yelp. You go to Yelp when the salmon came out not cooked. That's when you go to Yelp, when you're mad. And so when do you go to the internet to yell at Bob? Not last night. Yeah. Quiet. You don't want Bob fired anymore? Well, they won. They've won two in a row.
Right.
There's nothing to bellyache about. So, A, I think that this is very, very circumstantial. And that's fair. That's fair. You get to ride the wave and all of those things. And the Giants have not played well. So let's look at the manager. That's kind of the other side of it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think that people are looking at the manager because you don't know what else to look at. And the Giants haven't really been forthcoming in terms of what the actual problems are. I don't think it's Bob. I don't.
I don't either. I mean, I think that it is a problem, and I don't think that he's had a terrific year. And there were times where he's left a starter in too long. And, sure. You know, there are times where you could look at managerial mistakes, and you could also look at the coaching staff, where the third base coach, Matt Williams, Giants legend, your boyhood idol, that might be too strong, but yeah. I mean, one of the guys you aspired to be. He had a month where he couldn't stop making the wrong decision at third, right. And whoever the fielding coach is, if there is one, their defense has been horrendous. So you can look at a number of different people, but for me, if you want to bullseye the one problem, it's the guys who you're paying nine figures to. They've not been consistently good enough to earn their keep, quite frankly.
Yeah, a couple things we'd like to play for you. First of all, Scott Ostler came on with the Joes this morning, and here's what he said with regard to the quote that that made the rounds yesterday in his article. And again, I want to make sure we read that to you. Here's the quote, and it comes from this question. What about the people yelling that they want to see Melvin yelling? Which, yes, we love you, Guru. That's you. That's you. Scott, like, in my opinion, Scott Ostler literally asked Elliot a question totally based on Guru. So, Scott, thank you for listening to 95.7 The Game and Steiny and Goo, because that has often been Goo's point. I want Bob to flip a spread, show some energy, get mad. Ramos's quote was, outside people don't know anything. That's the type of person Bob is. That doesn't mean he's not a great manager. When we were winning, everybody was on our side. Now it's like the fans are against us and all that. I don't get it. We're here, and we know what's going on. We know what we're feeling. We know what we're working for. But fans are going to be fans. We can't do nothing about it. Okay. I didn't really I mean, you and I talked a lot about it yesterday.
Yep, yep.
My first initial reaction was, this is a young player who probably just chose the wrong word or two. I don't think there's anything malicious here. But it's impossible to not have those kinds of comments anger some fans. Now, here was Scott's follow-up comment today.
You know, this is a good lesson for journalists. I probably, if I was going to write that again, I would have nuanced it and kind of gone into taking more time to explain Elliot's comments and, you know, kind of give more context. For instance, you know, he said the fans really don't know anything. And that sounds kind of like a rip at the fans, and that's the San Francisco SF Gate guy took that quote and made it sound like Elliot's on some big kind of rampage against the fans, which was not the case. What he was saying was that the fans don't know anything. They don't know what goes on in the clubhouse. They don't really know. They're criticizing the manager, but they don't know what really goes on right here, and we know. And so it was much more in defense of Bob Melvin than it was any kind of attack on the fans. He was basically just saying, look, the fans just don't know what's going on. He also said that, you know, he kind of pointed out it's a little bit puzzling, you know, when things were going good, they were on our side, and now they're kind of turning on us a little bit. And it wasn't really, to me, a criticism of the fans. Again, I should have explained this more carefully. It was more of a, he was puzzled. Like, geez, why are they not backing us now? We're the same guys we were a month and a half ago. How come they're turning on us?
Well, and that's kind of the part that I still will take issue with. First of all, it's not puzzling at all. You lose every baseball game.
At home, especially.
Yeah, it's not puzzling. This is not confusing. Number one. But number two, I still take issue even with the concept. Again, not the statement, Elliot, whatever, the quote reads a certain way, maybe he meant it a different way, and that's fine. But I take issue with even just the concept of I feel like the fans are against us. The only way you feel that way is if you are solely focused on the negative side of the fence. And I'm not saying the negative side of the fence is wrong. But again, like, how can you feel that way when the stands are packed all week long? The weather's beautiful and everybody's there and they're taking in Giants baseball.
No.
A few boos here and there, sure. I mean, welcome to the, you live in a big city and you play in a big team. Like, there's going to be some moans and groans sometimes. I don't know where you would get the concept to feel like, quote, the fans are against us. That just doesn't feel accurate to me.
Especially in the ballpark, and that is an internet and an online feeling. So if he's out there and he's reading all the different things on Reddit, McCovey Chronicles, around the Foghorn, or whatever else, you know, SF Gate, and he mentioned the guy at SF Gate, and SF, we know the guy at SF Gate. And once upon a time, SF Gate was an offshoot of the Chronicle,
what
I believe.
What did he say, by the way? And you're talking about Alex Simon. Alex Simon does articles for the SF Gate and tends to walk into quiet rooms and throw...
Right. And like it's just, all an aggregation sensation, yeah, is what it is.
Just throw fire and wood all over everything. But yeah.
So you take a piece like Scott Osler's piece, which the headline for the Osler piece was Giants remain united behind Bob Melvin. Quote, outside people don't know anything.
Okay.
That's Osler's headline for his column. The SF Gate headline is Giant player bashes fans amid historic home losing skid.
Yeah. Yep, that sounds like Alex.
You take the one piece, and then you make that the headline, and it's definitely eye-catching.
Sure, that's how you get that. That's how you get the traffic.
And that's how you do it
to your site.
And so that's what Scott was referring to with the SF Gate guy. And yeah, honestly, if you think about Giants fans in general, in totality, you're frustrated. And if you go to the team and you want to know what's exactly wrong, like why is this team falling short? And you go to the Warriors last postseason, why did they lose to Minnesota? Well, the easy answer is you lost your best player,
yeah,
and you lost four straight games. Is it an excuse or a reason? Probably both, but you can kind of sum it all up in just that. It's not a mystery. You were playing great, your star got hurt, and you lost. This is different because why are you losing all these games? Your run differential is almost a flat dead zero.
Yeah, it's back to minus one right now,
right,
as of today.
I mean, and you're still in it, but you're not in it. Why aren't you better? And you have to look at like 12 different things as to why you're not better. And so for fans, it's easier to just say, oh, the manager.
Yep.
As opposed to getting into all the nuance and, well, and all the weeds of it, you
and
know?
And that's fair. That's like, I actually don't even think that's unfair. Like, I don't think anybody's crazy if that's where they want to point. That's the nature of being a boss. When things aren't going well, let's start with the boss. That's a huge part of it. So I don't think that's some sort of a crazy opinion. I just think that we're in a spot right now where everything, and maybe this is just because they're this extended home losing streak, if you will, everything is sounding and feeling a way hotter and more controversial than it is. That's how I feel. Apparently, Evan has been out in the streets and everybody is yelling that Bob Melvin must go and there are chants and whatnot. I'm overstating it, but Evan says he's having that conversation a lot of places. I'm not. Again, yes, I see it on Reddit. I see it on Twitter. I hear it on 95.7 The Game. I do not, at my fantasy draft with 12 other Giants fans, no one's like, get Bob Mel.
Right.
I don't hear that. People are like, oh God, this is the whole thing's just disappointing.
Sure.
I think that's like and everyone's confused as to why. Giants are, the fans are, everyone's confused.
And it's all of the little things, and it's hard to have that conversation and talk about the minutia of failed baseball, but it's hitting with runners in scoring position, it's advancing runners, it's making the simple defensive play to eliminate giving other teams 90 feet. It's being able to steal a base. And I don't know if you saw over the weekend, I know you were in and out, but Jung Hoo Lee like running like his butt's on fire. That guy was stealing everything.
Yep.
Jung Hoo Lee is on the move.
And catching baseballs with his legs.
Right.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I think they should do that with all of them now. Let's entertain everybody.
Certainly like Savannah Banana style, right? Do a cartwheel and then make the play.
Catch it with your shoe, your hat. I don't know, something.
These answers, though, are much harder than just blaming the stars and blaming the manager. And the things that make me look to firing a coach or a manager, the number one thing is what happened to Kapler, where you lose the fellas.
You lost the people.
You got Jock Peterson playing Pusoy Dose during games and caring more about a card game than he cared about baseball. And you had other players where, you know, it's like, am I going to play three innings today, Skip? What am I doing? And, you know, Farhan kind of lost his way. And so that one you could kind of smell, and you and I were doing it. You know, August, it's like, you know, things are all right. And you got to September, and you were talking to some of your sources, and you're like, this ain't good, either one of them. And by the time we got to mid-September, you were like, there are going to be some changes.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, I mean, it didn't happen suddenly, but you went from, they're teetering maybe, to, oh, no, they had to go.
Yeah, and I do.
This could go that way.
It could,
but I don't think it will.
It could. I don't think that it will either. And there are multiple reasons to move on from leadership. It's not only, hey, the guys are kind of out on this whole vibe and situation. So yeah, I don't have a prediction right now in terms of which way this is going to go. But for those of you listening, Dibs is 100%. Like, you're right. That this is not. That nobody in the clubhouse is like, man, we need this guy out of here. We got to do something different. And then try this on for size. This is from our friend Eric Burns, Deuces Wild podcast. He always has Will Clark on. Listen to this conversation with regard to the problems facing the Giants.
Hitting what runs in score position is a skill, and you got to practice it. You know, you can't get all caught up in the moment. You can't panic. You got to take kind of what comes your way. But then again, you also can't drive in runs if nobody's out there. The only thing you can do is hit a solo homer, or you become the guy that starts the inning off. So, you know, I love Pat Burrell to death. He and I talk all the time about hitting and about his approach and what he's telling the guys and all that. And believe you, coming from me, it is extremely solid. And so that's not the problem here. The problem is not Pat Burrell. The problem is not Bob Melvin. The problem is when you step in between the white lines, executing.
So there it is. He throws in Pat Burrell. And that'll probably be an unpopular thing that Will Clark just said. But to me, that was maybe even the more interesting part of it. He's like, I am talking to Pat constantly about hitting. And the process that he is using with these hitters is incredibly strong.
Rock solid.
Okay? And I hear from people all the time, they want Will Clark to take over. Look. Just last week on Twitter, yeah, hire Will Clark as manager and watch this fan base rally around that. Will Clark is not manager material. I don't even think Will would want to do that. But, like, all of these things sort of, they attach to some sort of an emotion in us, which is the way I feel. When things are not going well, we get frustrated. We want someone to yell. We want someone to have a big personality and be out there. And this, that, the other, use swear words. These are the things that Will does. So Will is perfect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When we're mad. Okay, and Bob is perfect when we're happy. So I understand that. But to Elliot's point, that's how we're feeling. What matters is kind of the way they're feeling and the way they are producing and what would help them do better. And so if we're going to go to process versus result, I'm going to take Will's word for it, a great hitter and a great Giant, that the process that's being used is rock solid. The execution stinks.
Right.
That's not Bob. That's not Pat.
That's the execution. And the people who are asked to execute are guys who are making, three of them are making nine digits. And if you throw in Jung-Hoo Lee, that's four guys who are making nine-figure salaries. And they're going to be here for a long time. And, yeah, you've got to be able to situational hit. And you can tell players till you're blue in the face what they should do and how you need to go about doing it. But if they don't execute it, then your approach can be rock solid, but you're not getting the results. And just with runners in scoring position this year, 25th in at-bats. So you don't have a lot of those at-bats with runners in scoring position. You're 27th in hits with runners in scoring position, 18th in RBI, and 22nd in OPS in those situations. So you're bottom third, bottom fourth even, in opportunities. And when you get the opportunities, you don't do it.
Well,
I mean, those are the numbers that I look at where, okay, if you're fourth in at-bats with runners in scoring position, well, you can be kind of bad and still succeed because you're getting a lot of those chances. They don't get a lot of chances, and when they do, they don't deliver.
They probably need to go overspend for another player.
A second baseman would be nice.
Or right fielder.
Sure. And
I mean, yeah, go offer Kyle Tucker $400 million. Do it.
They won't.
You won't.
Totally. No, but you're not wrong.
They probably do. They probably do. Like, I know that it sounds ridiculous when it's like, dude, we got Adames. We finally got, and then they traded for Devers. It sounds ridiculous to be like, I think you need one more. But I think they need one more.
That's your Ocean's 11.
Yeah. You think we need one more?
One more.
I get one more.
Let's get one more.
Yeah, let's get
think
one
about
more.
Yesterday, and that was the first time in 2 weeks that they scored four runs or more in an inning. You know I chart it.
Yep.
All four of the last times they've done that have been on the road. Not surprisingly, considering they don't score here. But yesterday was a perfect example. You got four runs via three home runs, and then you had to hold on for dear life.
You never scored again.
That's it.
Yeah.
That was Giants game.
Well, and I mean, that's baseball. I guess what? Give the Padres pitchers credit. They are a good team.
Yes.
All of those things.
Feel free, though, to get seven runs. Like, you got four early. Can you scratch out a couple?
How about five?
More, right?
How about five? Can you get one more?
Right.
Did we get one more?
I think we need one more.
Yeah.
They almost needed one more.
Oh, they didn't get one more. That's the deal this year. And there's two pieces that really concern me. The Giants are one of the only teams in baseball spending big money and not winning more baseball games than they lose. That's very concerning. Number two, you cannot scream from the mountaintops, well, we were injured. No, you weren't. Not really. Like, Chappie missed 3 weeks, whatever it was. Like, it's not enough. That's not enough to cry foul. You had you put your roster together. These are your people. They played. You're 61-64.
Yep.
And you're not a good hitting team still.
No. Yeah, still. And the pitching has come a little bit back to earth because you traded two of your better relievers. And, you know, your starters have been, it's been a little bit of a rotation because you haven't had everybody up and healthy the whole way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.